Tonight, I hope your chair is comfortable, because this sermon will make you uncomfortable. You thought I was going to say it was long. It's not long, but the devil is very crafty, so we'll see one of the weapons that he's been using in this generation. So Job 31, verse 1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways, and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. My step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes. And if any blot hath cleaved to mine hands, then let me sow, and let another eat. Yet let my offspring be rooted out. Mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I've laid wait at my neighbor's door, and let my wife grind to another, and let others bow down unto her, for this is an heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. So, a covenant with mine eyes. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray you'd use your word in our hearts this evening. Lord, we are thankful that we have your word, and that it is so helpful as our guide. And oftentimes, Lord, that we find these scriptures that feel like they were just written today, and yet they're literally thousands of years old. And we know that's only possible because it was written by you. And we pray that tonight, Lord, we would take to heart anything the Holy Spirit speaks to us about. And we are grateful for this privilege. May you be glorified in this service. In Christ's name, amen. So what we see in verse 1 is a truth that the devil has known from the beginning of humankind, and that is what we see affects our thoughts. He said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes, why then should I think? So notice he's connecting what we see with what we think. The devil knows this. It started in the Garden of Eden. If you go back to Genesis 3, we'll see. As we often think about Eve eating that fruit and think that she only ate it because it looked like it tasted good. But it was more than that. If you look at Genesis 3, 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was, number one, good for food, and number two, pleasant to the eyes. So we often skip over that phrase, don't we? Pleasant to the eyes. And then it goes on to say, a tree to be desired to make one wise. What we see here is all three of the categories of sin for 1 John chapter 2. Lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All three are found there. But tonight we're focusing on the eyes, and Job says, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. And so the devil's known that this is one of man's weaknesses from the start. If you go to 2 Samuel 11, what we find here is a man after God's own heart. The Bible doesn't say that, but anybody but one man. And that's David. A man after God's own heart was affected by what he saw. And it worked in his thought life. And as we'll see, it also then affected his heart, which then led to sin. And so here in 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab. So notice that normally David would have led the battle, but in this particular case, he sent his general to fight the battle for him. Verse 2, it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. So what David saw definitely affected his thoughts and then eventually his actions and caused him not only to be punished by the Lord, but Israel was punished as a nation because of this, because it led to so many problems. His son trying to take over the kingdom. His own child died, of course. And it all started with what he saw. Isn't that amazing? And if you go to Matthew 5:28, very familiar verse, kind of like the companion verse of Job 31:1. And so the devil knows this weakness in man. And we all know that the devil knows, because all we have to do is turn on the television and watch an advertisement, go to the supermarket, see the front of a magazine cover, or go onto the internet. Matthew 5:28, I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So notice it starts with the looking, and then it goes to the thoughts. So Job knew this truth. Job is the oldest book in the Bible. He knew this over 3,000 years ago, that men especially do have to make a covenant with their eyes to protect them, because the eyes can lead to wrong thoughts, which can lead to wrong actions. So go to Proverbs 6, where Solomon also understood this truth. And if anybody understood the truth from a practical sense, how about a man that had 1,000 wives and concubines? Obviously, he had a serious weakness. Proverbs 6:24, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Notice it says, lust not after her beauty. Beauty is a visual thing. And it says, lust not after her beauty in thine heart. So God said that this would be a sign of the end times. If you go to 2 Peter 2:14, and as we read this verse, I want you to think about somebody reading it 100 years ago, when there, no, actually, let's make it 150. Before there was such a thing as cameras, before there was an internet, and when women pretty much dressed pretty conservatively for the most part 150 years ago, think about a person 150 years ago reading 2 Peter 2:14, having eyes full of adultery, talking about the end times. And think about them scratching their head and saying, how can a man have eyes full of adultery? We don't have to wonder anymore, do we? After what we've read in the scriptures, and after we know what the devil has done to the internet, it is the number one cause now of people having to leave the ministry. Isn't that amazing? And it didn't even exist 50 years ago. The devil knows what he's doing. And we're definitely in the end times, because people have eyes full of adultery. This has become one of the biggest moral issues of our day, is men's weakness with his eyes and seeing what he shouldn't see and what it leads to. Psalm 101:3, one more verse on this. So these are some good verses to memorize, and I know that in a crowd this size, there are some who have fallen to this weakness, and you need to get it right. You need to repent, and you need to take it to God and stop. Psalm 101:3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. David said, sounds like David learned a lesson, but he said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I have to be careful. I have to guard my eyes. And Job, speaking over 2,000 years ago, says, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. I have to protect my eyes, because he says, why then should I think? So I got to protect my eyes, because if I look at what I shouldn't look at, it's going to affect my thought life. Why then should I think upon a maid? And again, this has become, wow, one of the devil's playgrounds, hasn't it? It's so scary and sad. So back to our passage, Job here reminds us, before he talks about what we see not only affecting our thoughts but our hearts, but he says, verse 4, "Doth not he see my ways?" This is the problem. This is the devil's trick, isn't it? Is the devil whispers, and I'm talking about Christians. We already know the world lives like the world because they're the world. They're the devil's children. I'm talking about God's children. The devil whispers in their ear and basically says, "You're getting away with it." And guess what? God knows. And that, by the way, is one of the keys to this weakness in men, is coming to that God consciousness. When you think about Joseph and when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife, what did he say? "I can't sin against God." He didn't say, "I can't sin against your husband." He said, "Ultimately, I can't sin against God." And he fled because he knew he wasn't strong enough to stand up to her temptations. You know, he didn't stand there and say, "Hey, I'm one of God's children. I can handle this." No, he fled because he realized, I'm not strong enough. I got to run. God knows everything. God knows what we do. And the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. But this is where the devil whispers in people's ears and says, "The Lord, yeah, he doesn't know. He's not seeing." We know in our hearts he is, but this is what he does. He does see everything. The Bible says our secret sins are in the light of his countenance in Psalm 90, verse 8. So Job here teaching us a great lesson from centuries ago. Make a covenant with the eyes, because what we see not only affects our thoughts, but look down at verse 7. My step had turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes. So not only does what we see affect our thoughts, but then it affects the heart. And once it affects the heart, then that's when we go down the wrong path. So go to Lamentations, where again we see this lesson. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. Oh, as a bit of trivia, that verse 4 where he said, "Count all my steps." We think it's such a big deal that our phones can do step counters now, but there's the original step counter, amen? God knows how many steps we've taken. How about that? God knows how many hairs are on our head. Never forget that. God knows everything. So after Jeremiah comes the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 51. He says, "Mine eye affecteth mine heart." So we're talking about the connection, first of all, between the eye and the thoughts, and then the eye and the heart. And it's a progression, isn't it? And Job understood this and said that he had to guard his eyes for that reason. He had to said, "I made a covenant. I've made a promise to my eyes to protect them, because what we see should affect our heart in a positive way." So let's look at Matthew 9 and see the example from Jesus. Now, the devil uses this against us because he wants what we see to affect man in a negative way and to lead him down the path of immoralness or sin. But notice Matthew 9, verse 36. Jesus here talking about how the eye can affect the heart in a positive way. It says, "When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion." So what God is saying, I want you to see things through my eyes. I want you to, when you look at people, I want you to see people that have souls that need Christ. And that's what Jesus saw when he saw the multitudes. But the devil has the world so distracted at seeing everything else that they shouldn't see, that they can't see this. They can't see what's important. And then John 4:35, again, it starts with what we see affecting our heart. John chapter 4, notice verse 35. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look." Change what your eyes are focusing on and look and see the fields. They're white already to harvest. So there are some things he wants our eyes to be focused on, and there's some things he wants our eyes to not look at, but he wants us to protect our eyes and make a covenant with our eyes. So every man that comes to me with this weakness, and it's very prevalent in our world today, so don't think that, yeah, who is it? It's everywhere. I make them memorize Job 31:1 and Matthew 5:28. Because we need both of those verses as men. I need to make a covenant with mine eyes so that I won't think upon a maid. And Jesus, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Now, memorizing those two verses isn't going to guarantee that you'll never have a problem, but at least now you've got something in your arsenal that the Holy Spirit can pull upon that specifically relates to the problem, and that's a huge step in the right direction. So isn't it something that Job, who didn't even have the written word of God, understood this principle that we see in the Garden of Eden, that what we see affects our thought life, and what we see then affects our heart and leads to sin? Or we can choose to see through the eyes of the Lord, and it actually leads to action for Christ, telling people about Jesus if we see the crowds as he does. And then we see David. I often think of David and what happened there. I think, if anything, it's an early indication of what happens when men are exposed to modern day pornography. Because there was no such thing in David's day, but it was the equivalent, wasn't it? And David didn't handle it too well. First time. It led to not only adultery, but murder. Think about that. What he saw led to adultery and murder. Wow. But Jesus says that what men see can lead to adultery in their hearts. And according to Jesus, there's no difference. That's the thing we got to be careful of. We think, oh, well, adultery is adultery. No, Jesus says you can commit adultery in your heart. Jesus says you can commit murder in your heart. And if that's true, then in God's eyes, it's the same. We've already done it. So what a great reminder from Job. I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Every Christian needs to make a covenant. The same covenant David made. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. You think the devil doesn't know this? Trust me, he knows. And he's using it, isn't he? To destroy families, to destroy ministries, destroy God's people. This eye thing, he's using it everywhere. So let's be careful. Let's repent if necessary. And let's make a covenant with our eyes. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for this reminder.